pasuk says, "Al tifku la meis, bochei tifke la hoylech." Don't cry for the one that's died. Bochei sifke la hoylech. You got to cry for the one that is moving, walking. A person that's alive is considered as a hoylech. He can move. We're talking about in a ruchnisdika level. He can go up. He can be misakin himself. He can change his mahalchim. He can change his gzadin. A mace is an oimid. An oimid, he is what he is. Somebody else perhaps can learn mishnais for him, can do something this chusoy, give him stoka, his neshama should have an aliyah. Oh, but whatever he did, he's an oimid. Says the pasuk, al tifku la mace. There's nothing to cry about. It is what it is. He did his tachlis. For whatever reason, he had to go. Time for him to go. The Rebbein Shalom paskened last year. When he has to go, that's when you have to go. Bochei sifke lo hoylech. If you have to cry, it's for the hoylech. Because the hoylech still has a chance to change. I'm not here to give a hespet. I'm here to be boicha on the hoylech. In the parasha ben Tzoira Moira, the Torah tells us, we're talking about a child, 12, 12 and a half, certain age, where he eats, drinks a bit of wine, tartima shalbasa, a bit of meat, zoyl v'soyba, he's a fresher. And Chazal tell us that the parents see which way the kid is going. So you have to bring him to Beis Din. And if he continues his way, he's chayef skila. And all Mefarshim ask, Chazal tell us, Ben Tzoira Moira will never be and never has been. And the only reason why the Torah wrote it was to get schar on learning the parasha on the Torah. Misal Tzolanta asks a Meridike Kasha. Misal Tzolanta says, the Torah is big enough that even if we lived 1,000 years, even if we lived 1,000 years, we wouldn't make it through. So what do we need an extra parasha for in order to give a schar on another parasha to Darshan? The Torah is big enough that we have a whole lifetime. Even if we learn 24/7, we wouldn't understand everything, we wouldn't be able to get through everything. We need another parasha to give schar on the drisha, on dashing a parasha which is not even the gear, it's never going to happen. So we saw Rabban says a Mori Dikavor, Rabban Kotel says a Mori Dikavor over here. He says, the emes is, Ben Tzoira and Moira, Chazal say, Yomuz Zakai ve'al Yomuz Chayev. Let's kill him when he's still Zakai, when he's still a tzaddik, ve'al Yomuz Chayev. And let's not wait until he's Taka Chayev Misa. Let's get rid of him now. Let's make sure that he doesn't come to a point where he does Averus. I see which Mahalach he's going on, says the Torah. He's already started drinking, he's already fressing. And at the end, we know what's going to happen. He's going to become a Rotzeach. And he's going to be Lastis Abrius. We see which path he's going down. So Yomuz Zakai v'al Yomuz Chayev. He's Chayev Misa, not because he did anything wrong. He's Zakai. He's still a Tzaddik. Yomuz Zakai v'al Yomuz Chayev. Let's kill him when he's still a Tzaddik. And he shouldn't die when he has to be killed. Says Rabban, the Torah over here is telling us a Meridiki Yesod. Chiyuv Misa is not always for the Misa that you do. And this is the drosha of Ben Tzoira Moira. This is Taka Negeya to us. You'll get Scha on the drisha of learning the parasha of Ben Tzoira Moira. Yeah, actually it'll never happen. But there's a limit here. That Chiyuv Misa, says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Torah holds your Chayev Misa when the Torah sees you're going down a certain path. And if you're going down that path, and we know at the end of the day, you're going to end up in Memtesh Shari Tumah, you know what? The Rebbeinu Shlom says, do him a favor. Let him be Chayev Misa now. Kill him now, that he shouldn't do too many Averas. Chayev Misa is not always for the Maisa Avera. Chayev Misa can be just Yom Zakai. Let him die now. He's on the wrong path. He's going down the wrong road. He's going to end up Melastis Zabriz. He's going to end up a Ganav, a Ratzeach. So do it now. This is the Baron. From here we learn a Merdiki Yisoid. Chiyuv Misa is not always when you say, wow, he was on the other end of the fence. Now we understand what happened. He did a Ratzeach, he did a Ganeva, whatever the Torah's Chayev. Because on Ratzeach, you don't get skila. You don't get skila. Skila is the worst oinish of all arba misas. That's what you give a ben Torah Meira. And yet he hasn't done an Avera. Says the Torah, yeah. When you mitziyatsev, as the Shari Tshuva calls it, when you put yourself on a derech loy toiv, on the path which is not the right path, yeah, people have bumps in life. But when people are going on the straight and narrow, and sometimes they have a bump, they go down, they go up, but they're going on a straight path. They're focused to where they want to get to. It's a derech toiv. It's the right mahalach. No problem, says Rebbeinu Shlom, I've got time. But if you're misyatif, if you put yourself on a derech loy toiv, and it doesn't have to be a big avera. What's the grace of avera? A bissel trinkerai. See, he started drinking at 12 years old. Nu, shrekel chazach. He started eating a bit of flesh, a bit more than the normal person eats. I want a fresser, I want a trinker, I want a shikara bissel. No, send him to AA. Yechayev Misa? No. The Torah looks what happens, what's going to be in another 3 years? Where's he going to be? He's going to be on the right, all on the other side? This is where he's going? Says the Torah, Yomos Zakai, let him die now. Or Yomos Chayev. This we have to understand, that when we come to Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah on the Yom HaDin, where Chaim and Movis, we always look at ourselves, did I do any big averas? Did I do tshuva? Do I feel bad about it? I've got a big yetzahara. It's not always all about that. Sometimes it's a lot more complicated than we think it is. The Rebbeinu Shlom takes into consideration where you're holding, where you're going down, what you're doing now, where's your mindset, what you're focused on. You're out there to party? Your whole total focus is to party, and I'll actually sometimes come in and learn a bit? Yomus Zakai Val Yomus Chayv. You know what? Let's get rid of him now. It's dangerous to keep him around. In the Sana Toikov, which it might be Kedai to take a look before we actually say it on Rosh Hashanah. So in the Sana Toikov, Kedushas Hayom is a Meridika Tefillah, where the Chazal explain us the seriousness of the Yom Hadin. Kinoirim V'Oyom, it's scary. This is when the Rebbeinu Shloilom sits on his Kisei Malchusoi, and this is when he decides the Chaim Ulamovis. And at the end of the shtickle, he starts off Kevakoras Roya Edroi. The Rebbeinu Shloilom judges us like a shepherd that takes us through the gate. He's counting, he's got hundreds of sheep, and he wants to count them to see how many he has. And every tenth one, he marks with a red mark. This is L'Shechita, this is for Trumas and Maisas, this is for Maisa Behema. Every tenth one he marks. K'vakoros Roya Edra, Mavit Tzoynoi Tachas Shiftoi. He takes the flock through, underneath his stick. Kein Tava V'Tisbe V'Simna. So the Rebbeinu Shloilom also counts us, each one of us. V'Sifkoid Nefesh Kol Choy. And he decides on every one of us. how much we're going to live. Asachtech kitzvel ochol b'riyasecho. And he cuts and he decides, how long do we have to live? V'sachtem is gizad dinam. That's where he's paskins. What's the moshel? It says, Rebellion amur dikam moshel. He says, kevakoras roya edroi is like a sheep. You're going through the gate. He says, you take the sheep, and every tenth one, the shepherd marks it with a red mark. And then they go into the big field and they're running around. He says, if the sheep would have the seichel, what would he do with this red mark? He'd go a bit further out to the field, go into the pond at the end of the field, or the river, or the lake at the end of the field, and toivel himself in water to make sure that the red mark comes off. Because he doesn't want to go to Shechita. He says, the sheep doesn't chap. And he's jumping around, he's having a great time, and he's pushing all the other sheep, and he's eating, and he's happy and merry, but who knows what's going to be. And he has no idea that he has a red mark on his back saying, Zulamitha. And if you'd know about it, he'd jump into the water before anything, and he'd clean it off. So Zerbeli, that's the same thing by us. Kavakoras Roya Edroi, the Rabbi Nishlam takes us through this gate. And each one of us is judged personally on Rosh Hashanah. And some of us will get a red mark. And we'll go through a Sukkot and we'll party. And we'll go through a Chanukah and we'll party. And we'll go through a Purim and we'll party. And we'll go through a Pesach Ben Azmanim and we'll party. And we'll go through a Summers and we'll party. And we still don't know that there's a red mark on our back. I'm punked. Al pi derech hateva, you'll say it's a motorbike. You'll say it's something else. You'll say the pill wasn't right. That was marked already on Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbe Yishlam has his derech hateva, how that it doesn't impress us, that chas v'shalom, it'll never happen to us. That red mark was put on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And we can go through a whole year. A whole year with a red mark. And we don't even know we have a red mark. And we think we're here for life. And we're like the sheep running around the field having a great time. And we don't even realize that there's a red mark, and you can party Sukkot, and you can party Chanukah, and you can party and party and party, have a great time. Boom! One day, says the Rebbeinu Shlom, the red mark is up. It's 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. That's it. Time to go. And if we would have the seichel, what would we do? We would take off that red mark. Says Rebellion, the same way as a sheep has to go into a river to clean it off, so a person has to go into a yam shel bechi. Bochoy sifke lahoylach. Only with hot tears can you take off that red mark. When there's real charotah on what I'm doing. When I turn around and make a cheshbon a nefes, am I a misyatsev? Am I standing on a derech loy toiv? Am I going down the wrong road? Am I here to party? Am I here to have a great time? Am I here poshet al znus? When it's misyatsev al derech loy toiv, who knows who got the red mark? And who knows how many months we'll go through the year thinking it's going to be gewaldic. I can carry on partying and partying. I'm already planning our sukkahs, where we're going. And I can go to every mixed beach in Eretz Yisrael. I can be over Yisuri Deraisas, Arias. And we still have the red mark. Nothing changed. Boom. 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, Rebbe Yishlan gives you a wake-up call. 4 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. That's because the red mark wasn't taken away. There was no, you didn't put yourself in a bath of tears. We saw Talanta in a letter. One of his letters, he wants to be Masbir. How do we get a shtickle, some sort of pachad for the Yom HaDin? Look at his lashon. Haloi l'choleis. The pasuk in Kehelas. For everything there's a time. Eis lismoyach, eis lirikoi to dance, eis lomus. V'ha'odom l'yodais ito, and a person doesn't know when his time is up. L'eis ro, k'shepisem tipel alov. When Misa will come to him in a shock, he won't have time to think about it. Say the Mefarshim, it's Mida Keneged Mida. You never gave thought to death. You never gave thought to the Ribbono Shloilom. The Ribbono Shloilom doesn't give you time to have thought either. Pisoim, suddenly, didn't wake up. Beli Achona Drusha, without any Achona, without any preparation. Ga kasher gam eini bosorois, when you see with your own eyes, ki kimat b'chol Rosh Hashanah, kimat on every Rosh Hashanah, nidoinim rachmona litzlon gam abachurim lemiso. There are bachim who are dan on Rosh Hashanah who die. There was a din on Rosh Hashanah last year. How many bachim will be nifta this year? There's a din. How many children will be cut up this year? There's a din. How many children are going to be electrified? This was all written, this was the red mark on Rosh Hashanah. And we'll go through the year happy and merry. No problem. I've got time to do tshuva. Asher sha'an noshim kigilam nitzolu. Even though there's other people in their age group that got saved. V'hu adobe ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'arich ach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has patience. Ad Isaac v'tzuva lefonov, until he decides what's fixed by him. Asher l'chol odom ita levada, each one has his own time. So we saw, if you just put it into your, think about it, sit down and make a cheshbon ha'nefesh. How many red marks k'vakoras roya edra went through this year? And how many misa mashunas did we go through? Go through it. Adrabi, each one make the cheshbon ha'nefesh. And it has nothing to do with averus or mitzvahs. Horai from Ben Tzoyer and Meira. Ben Tzoyer and Meira, nothing to do with mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs I have, how many kabbalas I have, how many averus I don't have, how much tshuva I did. Misyatev al derech loy toiv. That's the danger. When I stand and put myself on a derech loy toiv, when my focus, and when my mentality is just to be happy and merry, and no big deal, I can do kol davar asa. And there's no din v'cheshbon. Yom zakai, says the Torah. Let him die when he's zakai. Va'al yom uschayev. Actually, that's the cheshbon. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara goes through different reasons why people die. And the Gemara says, why do Bochrim die? Why do Bochrim die young? Apiderach HaTeva, we've got 70, 80, 90 years. Why do young people die? Says the Gemara, Ba'avoy nivlas peh, tzorois, rabois, ugzeris, koshes, umischadshois. Because of the avera of nivl peh. Nivl peh. Sitting by a Shabbos table and talking about your experiences Thursday night. Ba'avoy nivl peh. Tzorois, rabois, a lot of tzorois, ugzeris, koshes, and terrible gzeris, umischadshois. Mischadshis means the Ribbono Shel Olam comes up with new gezeiros. Ubachurei soine Yisrael. And bachurim of Klal Yisrael. Meisim. They die. Bavoy nivul peh. Doesn't say you machal Yom Kippur, you machal Shabbos, or you missed the day's film. Nivul peh. That's it. There's a lot of pshat in my nivul peh. Poshe pshat is because the koyach hadibur, I'm not getting into it now. But the real pshat, pashtus, this is the emzdika pshat, nivul peh shows where you're holding. What the mouth says is the pen to paper. The mouth talks where the heart and the mind are. Nivul peh, you just told the Ribbono Shel'olam whether you're misyatzev al derech toiv or loy toiv. Whether you're holding, going down the right road or you're going down the wrong road. A ben Torah, somebody who's sitting and learning, who davens erlech, is careful what he says. Careful how he speaks, what he speaks about. Because he only speaks what's in his heart. When you have a clean mind and a clean heart, what comes out of your mouth is clean. When your mind and heart is filth, automatically, pen to paper, mouth to heart. That is where you're holding. That's where you're focused on. That's where you're living in. Mem teshari tuma says Ribbono Shel'olam, yomuz zakai v'al yomuz chayiv. V'avoy nivlas peh v'achurei yiseini Yisrael meisim. Because there's a pasuk, al kain, al bachurov la yismach Hashem, the Ribbono Shel'olam is not happy with his bachurim. Ve'od yod ha'netua, and the Ribbono Shel'olam says, my hand is still outstretched for more einshim. Omer Rab Chanan bar Abba, hakol yoidim kala lo nechneses l'chupa. Everybody knows, says the Gemara, why a kala is nechneses l'chupa. Says the Gemara, l'kol ha-manavel piv, somebody whose manavel is piv, and makes letzonos of inyone ishus, afir choysman olav gezadin shol shivim shona l'toiva, even if the Ribbono Shel'olam made a chasima, that you're going to have 70 good years, neb choybchin olav l'ro, we turn it around l'ro. This is Ben Sayyid Omeira. Nivul peh, I spoke during Chazal Sashat. A Kaddishal. So I say, Gefelach. It's bigger Averis. No, this shows where you are. This shows who you are, what you are. This is the Ben Soro Moira that's just drinking a bit. Bissel Fresserai. Nishkin Grace Averis. But Soif, at the end, who knows where he's going to be? Who knows how many averas he's going to do? Says the Ribbono Shel'olam. Who knows what's going to go on? Who knows what it's going to look like? So Amol, I'll send a bomb in Ben Yehuda. Amol, I'll blow up Ben Yehuda. Amol, it's Yomuz Zakeh V'al Yomuz Chayef. Sometimes the Ribbono Shel'olam has Rachmanus on us and sends messages from different parts of the world. There's an earthquake. There's a hurricane, there's a tsunami. Different messages. Gezeiras mischadsheis, there's chidushim in the gezeira. In 50 years, 60 years, since the Nazis, when that was an ace din, anybody heard of a kid cut up? Muge Hegeva, noch dazu bei Yid. Did we ever hear of an Adam Godel be Yisrael being killed by another Yid? Knifed? This is the wake up call. And when I go to a Levaya 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah and nothing moves, is my davening differently? Am I davening differently? Did I come to Seder differently? Or did I stay up all night watching the game thinking that I don't have the red mark because I can be happy and merry and I'll get away with it? Are we not besakona of Yomuz Zakeh v'al Yomuz Chayev? It's only guys on motorbikes and guys who have relapses that die. That's al pi derech hateva. The Ribbono Shel'olam wanted to cover it up. That's the way the Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world, that you should think that the Sotan says, you know what, he was chayev, he had to die for whatever reason. I'll make it b'derech teva that nobody should get his soyrus. Ich bin nicht the meshugan that's going to drive a bicycle. Not true. There was a chayev misa. Now the Rebbeinu Shalom comes along and says, okay, now how am I going to do it? What the reasons are, we don't know. We have to make a cheshbon nefesh. We have to sit down and cry. The tears, our tears of tshuva is what cleans up the red paint that's written on our back from a Rosh Hashanah, from a Yom Kippur. Take a look in the Mesilas Yesharim, in Perek Yud Aleph. I want to learn with you one stickle. Perek Yud Aleph, in the middle, it talks about Benyin Adibay Ma'isho. Which page is it? No?
Ayin
Aleph. Huh?
Ayin
Aleph. There's a few things I want to learn with the Olam. I think before Rosh Hashanah, the Olam is mature enough to hear it the way it is. The Gemara says Binyan Dibur Ma'isha. So the next paragraph is Oid Binyan Znus Hapeva Oizen. Yeah, but there's a paragraph before. Sorry. Benedabe Ato Minaroyes. Here there's a Moridik and Medrash he brings down. Moridik and Medrash. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. He brings down a Moridik and Medrash, and I hold you've got to chazer it 50 times until it goes into your thick heads. Hoyl! Al Toima! Don't say Hoyl v'osali lishtamish bi'isha. Since it's osa to have relationships with a woman, is Harini Toifso Al Haga the only oven? I don't have Avera, I wasn't Oivarius. Harini Megafafo, caress her, the only oven? I don't have Avera. Oishani Noishka, I'm gonna kiss her, the only oven. Oma Kudush Boruchu Kishem Shim Nodan Nozi Shiloh Lishtosh Yayin, the same way as a Nozi who makes a Neda that I'm not gonna drink wine. He's also to eat anything that has shaychus to yain, which is anovim, which is grapes. Anything that comes out of him. Af isha, she'en el shulcha, osa liga ba'kolika. You're not allowed to touch it bechlal. V'chol misha negea bi'isha she'en el shaloi. Somebody who's negea, who touches a woman that's not his. Mevi misa la'atzmoy. Brings misa to himself. Is there anything more clearly than that? You are chayev misa. You're not chayev misa. I'm oivan arayas. Come to roiv rishonim. If a guy comes over to you with a gun and says, kiss this girl or you're going to be shot dead, you're mechayev to be shot dead. Because it's gimel avedas chamurus. Gilo arayas, shvichas domim, and avedas zora, you're mechayev to get killed for. In that arayas, is included all first base, second base, and third base. Those are all included in Chiyuv of Yarag Va'al Yavoy. Chayev Misa. Maybe Misa La'atzmoy. You're Chayev Misa. Now you're going to tell me, I look around and I see everybody still walking around. Take a look around. How many people make it to 70? How many people make it to 60? How many people make it to 50? And how many people make it to 40? I'm going to the 9th floor in Manhattan on the 9th floor, which is the cancer floor, and see how many people are suffering. And they'll tell you it's a Jewish machlo. And who knows why or what? I'm not here to be to paskin, but it's scary. And if we walk around with misyatzev al derech loy toiv, when we're walking with this mentality that I can have a great time, I can do kol davar asan, there's no din v'cheshbon, yomos zakai v'al yomos chayev. The Sefer Yisroel goes on. Now is not the time to do it. The Sefer Yisroel in the Znus HaPeh V'Oizen, he brings down the Gemara in Shabbos, and he explains that don't think that Nivul Peh has no Shaychus to actual Znus. It is Be'etzem Znus. And he must be why. Now is not the time to explain. Take it as it is. But on that he brings down the Pasuk. On that there's a gezera b'shas churban that Rebbe Yisrael said on my bochrim I'm not too happy with. And on that they got misa. Nivul peh hu ervosa shel adibu mamush. That's gilu arise from the dibu. There's gilu arise from the mice and there's gilu arise from the koyach hapeh. I'm not even talking about machshava now. I'm not even going into Kol Isha Be'erva, which we try and make a rule in the yeshiva that if you never have to listen to the Goyish music and the Fashtunken or Shvatza or whoever it is, the Cholapachos earphones, because there are some bochum in this yeshiva that are sitting in the Beis Medrash and don't want to go to the dormitory and hear all that tuma. I have a special deal with the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. For you, it's mutter. But to be machshel Yena, when Yena wants to walk into the dormitory, and he can't walk into the dormitory because he's been learning all day, and he's full of kedusha, and he walks into the dormitory, he has to hear that tumah because you decided with your New York attitude that I can do what I want, when I want, how I want. And then when Nebuchadnezzar dies, everybody's walking around with long faces. And it's terrible. It's a tragedy. The tragedy is here, not there. Because here the tragedy, we can change it. Here the tragedy, we can do something about it. We're still holchim. Al tivku lameis. And as one bocher said to me, when I looked into Chaim Woman's kever as they were pouring him in, and I saw, what's he going with? Nothing. Empty. By himself. The ground's going to cover him and we're going to forget about it. Naked you came out. Naked you go back. What are we going to come upstairs with? With a bissel nivel peto to show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. With all that arise and lashon hara and nivul peh that we have to say. There's one other nekuda which I feel perhaps time is late. I was going to talk about the drinking and the poking, the poker games. Now it's not for now, it's too late. Chavetz Chaim has a whole schmooze on the hashchosa of playing poker. But now it's not the time to talk about it. I want to talk about one nekuda that chat. It could be neged to some of the bochrim here in Yeshiva. There's a famous story. 1956. There was a war with Egypt. And two bochrim in rebellious yeshiva in Kfar Chassidim decided that they have to do something for their country. And they were once in the army, and they were chayza, and they left the Beis HaMedrash, and you got to fight for the country. And Rebellia got up, and Rebellia says, "Kol ha'poyrish midivrei Torah, eish oichaltoi." Somebody who's poyrish, who separates himself from Torah, eish oichaltoi, a fire eats you up. And leider, those two bochum didn't come back. They got burnt in the tank. When we sit and learn, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Hamafsik mi mishnosei." Somebody's learning. Va'oime manoe ilon zu, and he turns around, he starts giving shvach on the Ribbono Shel'olam from a tree, and he says, "Ah, see the bria of the Ribbono Shel'olam. Harizem is chayev benafsho. He is chayev misa." And everybody asks, "What's the big deal?" He's in the middle of learning, and he says shvach on the Ribbono Shel'olam. Is it such a bittul Torah? And the Mishnah says, "Harizem is chayev benafshoi." Why? Because he was mafsik mishnosi. My father used to say, because if you can't get the gishmak and you don't come to the hakorah from the Ribbono Shel Olam, from Torah, and you have to come onto an outside thing, on that alone you miss chayev benafshoi. But not that is my. That's not what I'm coming here to say. One of the big nichsholim, that were all nichsholim, all of us, in Torah, when we're actually learning Torah, is Torah nase kroim kroim. Our Torah becomes pieces by piece. We learn for 5-10 minutes, we chap a shmuz, we learn for 5 minutes, we chap a shmuz, and we don't realize that will never steig calls a man. We don't have a constant flow of type. Mafsik mi mishnosi. When you're mafsik mi mishnosi, harem is chayev benafshe. There's a chayev misa. Chaznish, the stipler, writes in a lot of letters that the reason why yeshiva bachrim don't steig is because teirosa nase kroim kroim. Because there's no ritzifus, there's no one constant flow. And I always tell every bocher, you want to steig in learning? L'chol ha'pachas, the first 20 minutes, coming to the Beis HaMedrash, no hafsoka, no devarim b'teilim. Just do 20 minutes straight. Afterwards, the Ribbono Shel Olam will take care of you. But be mekabel the first 20 minutes, no hafsoka. Nothing, for nothing. Somebody comes over to you, you don't answer him, too bad. If you were on the phone with somebody else, with some female, you also wouldn't answer him. Torah is more important. If you got a text while you were taught, while were you having an interview for college, you wouldn't take the text. It's where your priorities are. That's how you behave. And if it's choshev to you, and Torah is the most choshev thing, mischayev benafshoi. We don't understand. We think big averus. Oh, that's a chi of misa. That I've got to be careful from. Big mitzvah. Wow, I won the lottery. Oh, pat on my back. I've got a clean slate. You want to make a cheshbon nefesh where you're holding? You want to know if you're in the parasha ben Soira Moira? See what comes out of your mouth. Then you'll know if you're misyatzav al derech loy toiv. How do you behave? Are you from these happy-go-merry? And let me just chill and be enjoy myself? Where's that bigger stira of either on the way or on the way back from the kaisel? Stopping off in that mokim tumah over there. Do you really think that Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be a makabel, a tefillah? Do you really think that going to the coastal means anything to the Ribbono Shel Olam? when you spit him in the face 5 minutes later? When you're mischayev benafshoy? The Rabbi Shem will turn around and say, Yomu zakai ve'al yomu chayev. There's only one place where the Ribbono Shel Olam drops a tear. That's on Bittul Torah. I know it's not negiah to everybody. It's negiah. There are still Anshe Aliyah over here that can hear this. Akshbochum Meir Dima on one thing, on Bittul Torah. Masik mi mishnosei. Because the koyach haTorah is only when it's in one long stretch. When you're mafsik and it's kroim, Torah never gets into your bones. It never has an effect on you. There's no ma'or shabayach zelamutov. There's no light of Torah that's mach zelamutov. A guy once came to me and said, Rabbi, I've been doing a holes man first seder. Nothing happened. I said, make a cheshbon a nefesh. How many first seders did you do half an hour without cracking a joke, making a comment, looking up, doing here, doing this? Make a cheshbon. You never had a first seder. There's a Meridik Pasuk in Eicha. When they're crying about the Chulban Beis HaMikdash, so the pasuk says, Kumi Roini Balaila. Get up in the middle of the night. Roini is a loshon from praise, singing, which is tefillah. Balaila, by night. L'roish HaShmoiris. From one of the first watch, the night is broken up into three. Shivchi kamayim libeich noichach pnei Hashem. Pour your heart out in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Si'i elov kapayich. Stretch out your hands. Al nefesh olalayich, on your children who are tufim barov, who are like wrapped around in hunger. Bereish kol chutzeis, in all the streets. The poshup pshat and posuk is that b'shas bis hamigdosh. There was a hunger. There was no food. And Kumi Roini Balaila is a zman. By night is a zman from Eis Rotzon or Rachamim by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chatzoitz Laila, Okum Lecha. By Chatzoitz Laila, I get up. Lehoides to give praise to David HaMelech. Because Chatzoitz is a zman Rotzon. That's the best time to daven by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kumi Roini Balaila. Shivchi kamayim, that's the zman of davening for who? For the children, for the bocherim, who are draying around in the streets, starving. Say Chazal, Kumi Roini Balaila, Ein Rina Elo Torah. Rina is also another expression for Torah. Night was created for Torah. And the only way, Shivchi Kamayim Libech, that my tefillah will be accepted, is Mikoyach the Torah. But yeah, I still don't understand. Why dafka then, Si Elof Kapayach? Why stretch out your hands, Al Nefesh Alaleich, on your children? Why dafka then, do we daven for children? So the Mefarshim explain that there are three different times during the night that the Ribbono Shel Olam does certain things. And yet the Gemara tells us, in the last Ashmoira, in the last time of the night, the Ribbono Shel Olam is sitting and learning with children that didn't make it. Children that were nifta young, Tinoika Shel Beis Rabbam. And Tinoika Shel Beis Rabbam is a halacha till 20 years old. Is all those neshamas that didn't make it till 20, the Ribbono Shel Olam is sitting and learning with them. And at that time is a zman rotzon by the Ribbono Shel Olam hayois, that he's learning, sitting and learning with these people who didn't make it past 20. So we ask for the ones who are down here on this world to have rachmanus. Let the Ribbono Shel Olam have rachmanus on them. It's kumi roini balaylo. Laila is the most choshevest time of the day. The Ace Rotsum, where the Ribbono Shel Olam is learning with all those neshamas, with all your chaverim that didn't make it, the Ribbono Shel Olam sitting and learning with them. And it's a moedika Ace Rotsum to ask, to daven, for the holchim, for those who still have a chance. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Shivchi kamaim libech, pour out your heart. Now's the time to ask. But there's another pshat in the pasuk. Who are tufim barov, who are famished. They're empty from ruchnias. Baroish kol chutzis, said Ramatisyo, baroish kol chutzis is on all the street corners. That's what we're asking for. For all those at risk, for all those ben soyo meiras, who are thinking that they'll get away with it. For all those who are going with that mentality, that I can be happy and be merry and I don't have to give din v'cheshbon, a Shabbos, a tefillin, a bittul Torah, a nivul peh, no big deal. On that, says Bereish Kol Chutzos, the Ribbono Shel Olam have rachmanus on them. Kumi roini balaila, what do I do by night? I'm Bereish Kol Chutzos, I'm on the street corners. I'm sitting up till all hours of night, schmoozing, nivul peh, arayas. And at the same time, your chaverim are learning with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shivchi kamaim libech, could it be a bigger kitrug on Klal Yisrael? That Bochum have a chance to sit and learn. Roini Balaila, where it's the biggest man for Torah, Ein Rina Ela Balaila. Torah, you're Zeicha to Torah when you learn by night. The Chazal say, Misha Loimid Ba Torah, Chut Shel Chesed. There's a Chut, like a string of Chesed, Moshe Cholov. He has a different shine to him. Shivchi Kamaim Libech, pour out your heart. That's the time to daven. And instead, we're pouring out our hearts to some. Zoyna? Ha'atufim barov. We're hungry. We're empty. We got no ruchnis in us. Baroish kol chutzes on every street corner. Could there be a bigger churban than that? That the highest time of the day is when the Yetzer Hara comes and makes sure that you miss every moment of it. Make sure you kill it. I want to finish off with a Divrei Chizuk. Shloisha Svarim Niftochim, there are three Svarim that the Ribbono Shel Olam opens up. Tzadikim, Beinoinim, Rushoim. Tzadikim, Nechtam L'chaim on Rosh Hashanah. Rushoim, Nechtam L'misa. Beinoinim, depends what happens till Yom Kippur. Most of us learn Pshat. That Tzadikim, Pshat is Nechtam. It's all going on the last year. What I did the whole last year is tzadikim, is nechtobim straight away. B'chaim, reshoim, beinoinim, I'm shoklen zach. From which side? If they do a bit of tshuva during Yom Kippur, during a sesame tshuva, then they got a chance to get through. The Toldah says, a muridik pshat. Shloisha Svarim Niftochim, there are three Svarim that are open. You're going to sign them. Like we said in the Sanat Toikif, V'yad kol odom choysim boy. Each one of us is going to sign. We're not signing from last year. We're signing for next year. Tzadikim! Nechtovim miyad. La'al techayim toivim. Tzadikim, when I make up my mind and I change my direction, then nechtovim l'chayim. because they don't have to be Yomus Zakev al Yomus Chayv. They don't have to be a halacha from Ben Tzoyer or Meira. They can, it's not what happened last year, forget about this point. Tzadikim means for the future. Where am I going? Which road am I taking? If I go on the right road, Nechtovim Le'alta. Roshoim, those who are going with that mentality, let me just get through Rosh Hashanah. Let's get over with it. This year it's terrible. It's going to be 3 days. How am I going to last, Nebuch? Those? Lamisa. Beinoinim. I'm playing on both sides of the fence. It depends where I'm holding. But not from the past, for the future. And if by Yom Kippur I haven't changed my mentality, then you're on the left side. Then we don't know who's going out with the red paint on their back. Then we don't know who's going to be the Kavakoras Roya Edra. Then we don't know who's going to be from the halacha that the Ribbono Shloilam says he's in danger. Let's take him back. I'd rather learn with him upstairs than let him be down here. Because Yomus Zakai v'al Yomus Chayev. Bochoy Sifke L'Hoylech. That is our chance now. We have 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks left to Yom Hadin. We can sign off Tzadikim. Nothing to do with what we've been doing till now. Do we change our mentality? Do we change our focus? Or do we go along with our same Mahalach HaMachshava that we've been going till now? We made it through up till now. We'll continue. Putting yourself in Sakona. The Ribbono Shel should help us. Give us the maturity to understand there's a cheshbon hanefesh over here. This is not a game over here. Klal Yisrael is in a muridik sakona. I don't know if you guys know what's going on around the world. But Eretz Yisrael is in a muridik sakona. Everybody's scared there's going to be any day there's going to be a war that's going to break out between Egypt, Syria, Turkey. And if you guys know what went on in Egypt 2 days ago. But Klal Yisrael is in a tremendous sakona. It's nearly as tense as when it was before the Six-Day War. And it's much worse because they don't have to come in with tanks. Way, way ahead of tanks. Who knows what can happen? Who knows what missiles they have? It's a muridika sakona Klal Yisrael is in. It's an ace rotzen. I once mentioned to somebody that instead of making a Chodesh El where you have to learn Musa, I hold every 2 or 3 days you should make an outing to the hospital. Take the hospital, let's go through the cancer ward. And you'll see what Din Shamayim is. We'll understand that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Nobody is going to, the world is not Hefka. Yeish Din v'yeish Dayan. On every nivel pair that you guys come out with, on every four-letter words that you guys are saying, and when you do it on a Shabbos table, you're mechallel Shabbos. It's even worse. Forget about that. You make your matame everybody else's eyes and everybody else's ears who don't want to hear it. Could there be a bigger sakonas nefoshes than that? Could there be a bigger sakonas nefoshes when we're sitting by a Gemara and we ignore the Gemara? We just hop a schmooze in the middle. Nobody's talking about hours of learning. We're not going into 24/7 now. L'chol apochus, when I do come in and I'm sitting there. L'chol apochus. Let us go with a machshava, that tzadikim, that we're going to sign off. We sign off, not from last year, for the next year. And we'll be zeicha to a ksiva v'chasima toivah.